And so on this Palm Sunday, we enter into the holiest week of the year. You know, sometimes it's also called Passion Sunday because we read the Passion of the Lord in the Gospel. But at the beginning of our liturgy, we bless palms. We are remembering Jesus riding into the city at the beginning of Holy Week, Palm Sunday. And if you go back to that opening prayer of the Mass, it said, Almighty, ever-living God, who has an example of humility for the human race to follow. So what Jesus did this week, what we focus on, is his great humility. Everything that he did was part of that humility, that the God of the universe emptied himself, left heaven, became man, suffered and died for us. All the ways he was humble this week to free us from our sin. But also, it says there in the opening prayer, his act of humility is an example for us to follow. Why? Because there is no salvation without humility. First, the humility of God, but then our own humility before him. When we started the Mass, you know, we blessed our palms, they were handed out, and we hold on to them now for the rest of Mass, and then we bring them home. Well, what do we do with them there? A lot of times we might place them behind a crucifix, or people will make, you know, kind of fancy crosses with them, and you take a couple of them if they're artistic in that way, maybe place them on your dresser or something like that. And normally then we kind of forget about them until next Palm Sunday. But what if at least for this Holy Week we make those palms part of our prayer, that they symbolize the humility of the people in the gospel? They throw these palms before the God of the universe. They humbled themselves before him who had humbled himself before them. He rode on a donkey. That was a great humility for Almighty God. The God of the universe came down and sits on a donkey for you and me. And these palms are a sign of our humility before him, that we fall down in adoration before him and glorify him and praise him who is humble before us. And so the palms that you take home, what they should remind you of all week is, I'm supposed to be like Jesus. As he humbled himself before me, I humble myself before him. And it isn't just we're remembering his humility and what he did these 2,000 years ago. On this very altar today, right, this very altar, the God that the universe cannot contain will humble himself before us, come to us under the appearance of bread and wine, and he's going to feed us with his precious body and blood. It isn't just something he did 2,000 years ago. He does it every day at the Mass. God becomes food for you and me. He feeds you with himself to show that humility feeds others. So let these palms be a symbol this week as you enter the holiest of holy weeks. May we follow Jesus in making our own acts of humility for others. As we heard in the second reading, Jesus became a slave. So we too must become slaves and servants to God and to each other. Because Jesus didn't just talk about it, he did it. He became a slave to his Father, but he also became a slave to you and me in the Eucharist. He became a slave to those who spit on him, to those who cried out, crucify him, and those who nailed him to the cross. The God of the universe became a slave to them and was killed by them. He became a slave to us in our sins. He who was innocent died for us who were guilty. How can we not be slaves to him and to each other? So let's not just talk about it, let's live it this week, and let's let these palms be a symbol of that reality. Amen.